these people in the world, they crazy, see. They are. They are just as crazy. This woman kept the body of her dead boyfriend around for a year so they could watch NASCAR together.
No.
I said, and
she kept him cleaned up. She cleaned him up.
It kept him cleaned up. I said, now that's what you call the Bates Motel. But this ain't the movie. She's psycho for real. We know what her favorite movie is, hands down. She played that out to the hill for the security check, the Social Security check. I think she just wanted to check, see.
No, I know, yeah. And wouldn't let his son in to see his daddy?
No, wouldn't let his son in. I said, and her second favorite show is Hoarders, because she don't get rid of nothing. I said, this is crazy. I like sports, but if my man died, we not going to look at nothing else together. He going to have to look at it from where the spirit's watching. I'm not sitting up with no dead body. Come on, she ain't want to be alone. All them people you got inside your head, you wasn't going to be alone. Talk to some of them people that said, keep your boyfriend here. She just wanted to get that checked out. I guess she said he done ran the street all this time. He done ran the street long enough. Now you going to sit with mama for a little while. And your money coming here to me, too. You know, all that Boone's Farm you been drinking, I ain't get none of that Social Security check. You gonna sit here, act like you got some sense and watch The Young and the Restless like I wanted you to do the whole time. I've been begging you to watch it the whole time. Now you go watch it, turn that man into a haunted house prop. That ain't right. He ain't never been in the house all day and night with Linda since he died. You know, I know he said, what in the world? I don't know how they figured out he was in there. I guess he came to his family in a dream and said, could y'all please come get me? I'm over Linda's house, dead as a doorknob, sitting in a chair in a NASCAR jacket. I don't even have no lips no more.
Stop it.
I can't rest in peace over here at the Bates Motel. She got me in purgatory. And she talking my head off, literally. Please come get me. Oh, tell me your arm fell off. Well, I'm supposed to be in the cemetery laid out somewhere. Got me sitting up here. I'm not supposed to be in Linda's living room in a lazy boy. Please come get me. Got me up in here. I can't even walk toward the light. I tried to move some around, but she wasn't even scared of that. You know she bat crazy already. She said, y'all rang the doorbell rang. I rang the doorbell. She thought it was y'all coming to get me. I ain't got to go watch NASCAR with her. I'm dead. I'm already at NASCAR. I said, this lady got her husband, got this man sitting up there like that. And I don't know what he looked like dead, because he sure wasn't good looking living.
He's been dead for a year and
a whole year,
how good
baby.
Can you look?
He's
stuffing them with mothballs and pouring pine salt on them. I don't know what she's doing to this cat.
Oh, my goodness. You got
she's
raw
just
early.
Nasty.
Dominique, have yourself a great weekend, sweetie. And I enjoy spending
a great
time with you,
weekend,
too,
girl.
We got to catch up,
bro.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You the girl. All right.
Had
have a great
time.
One.